It's hard to believe that an entire year has already gone by. A year of trials, of tribulations, of laughter, of sorrow. Yet, here we are, 1 year gone, and back at Augusta. The azalea-lined fairways, Magnolia Drive, the Masters 2011. This reporter is stunned as his trousers shift, as he stares at the Eisenhower Pine. It seems like only minutes ago he was inside of Butler Cabin, gently rubbing up against the pine-paneled walls, offering further friction as he prepared to go out to the driving range to see the assembled masses of pros getting ready to tackle the monster, the anaconda, the one-eyed snake that is Augusta National. And in the great tradition of the Masters Golf Tournament, once again, minorities need not apply. Yes, a tradition unlike any other. The great Masters Golf Tournament, something truly special to one and all. The telltale white stains of Arnie's green jacket. And if you go around hole 12, next to the porta potty that is located next to the food stand where you can still buy sandwiches for $2.50, you will see the blade of grass that's known as Jack's Skidmark. Yes, Augusta 2011. We can see men everywhere. Strapping men with wide shoulders and thin waists. Young men, middle-aged men, men of all stripes, men getting ready to do battle with Augusta National Golf Course, one of the true pearls of the necklace of golf. Come one, come all, join us all for the fabulous Masters Golf Tournament 2011. I'm Jim Nance, and I'm sitting here in the booth at 18 without a stitch on.
Oh.
That's right. I'm completely naked. That's right. I'm completely naked and aroused because I get to bring you the majesty that is the Masters. It's the stunning sight of Phil Mickelson shaking twice. The magic of Bubba Watson picking it and eating it. The majesty that is Arnold Palmer doffing his cap to the legions of fans with relish at the corners of their mouths who wish to pay tribute to the great one, Arnold Palmer. And of course, it's Lee Elder just showing off. I'm Jim Nance, and I've just completed.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
If you were into metal in the 80s, guess what? You're gay. Did you know that? You are gay. Those videos are gayer than 8 guys, 9 guys. That is how gay those videos are. They're that gay. Every single video has a bunch of shirtless, sweaty guys, or worse yet, like a vest and no shirt. Hello! Just rocking out in a factory that apparently just makes sparks. They just make sparks all day. And they're just like rocking out and rubbing bear's shoulder blades and yeah. And then they'll cut to a bunch of hot women miles away from the band in another time zone. In an auto wrecking yard or a dude ranch going, yeah, maybe I'll get the guys in Scritti Politti to bow me because I'm not going to get any from the guys in Jackal with a Y.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now from his couch, here's Mike.
Let me tell you why that's funny.
Tell me because I don't know.
Because Memorial Day weekend, I'll be introducing Jackal, ladies and gentlemen.
Jackal with a Y.
Jackal's coming to Manassas.
And wow. You'll be shirtless in a vest.
Yeah, wow. Oh, won't that be a pretty sight?
Bring Sparks with you.
That'll be terrifying. Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios. This is MikeO'MaraShow.com. It is Wednesday.
Finally Wednesday, Mike.
Ready? April 6, 2011, and we are over 6 million downloads and still growing, much like Jim Nance at the Masters, ladies and gentlemen.
Very excited.
Our show today is brought to you by Coastal Studios.
Yay.
Headed to Myrtle Beach for spring break, bike week, or vacation, check out Coastal Studios and their stunning couples, singles, and family beach portraits. Mention TMOS for a free photo session.
How about that?
How can you beat that?
How the hell did you pull that off? I don't ask.
They're very generous.
He Googled the word free.
I really don't ask.
And worked from there.
Mention TMOS for a free photo session and $85 value. Give me a little more game, please. My voice is straining.
You're tired today.
It's draining. An $85 value or get a free portrait. Veteran-owned, military discounts are always available. Coastal Studios, making memories that last a lifetime. And isn't it really all about making memories?
It is, Mike. When we look back, when we look around this round world, and we say, where have we been?
That's right.
Exactly.
Visit them on Facebook or CoastalStudios.net or click their ad at MikeO'MaraShow.com. When I first read that commercial, I thought, Coastal Studios must be an apartment website.
Lovely, it sounds like a restaurant.
Lovely studio apartment.
Coastal Studios.
Coastal
on the coast.
Studios.
And, you know, Mike, I really want to applaud you taking a page from the Jim Nance Handbook.
Yes.
I see you are open-shirted today. Which
yes,
means
I am. Yes,
when
Rob.
You finished your broadcast at the Edge,
yes.
You took off your tie
and gave it
to a young man outside.
Gave it to a young fan who was standing by outside, just outside the Edge Studios, on Jennifer Street in Friendship Heights, Washington, D.C. And I tossed it to the young man who had a look on his face of pure appreciation and a little bit of awe.
I would like to invite everyone to listen to your morning show on The Edge, the lively one.
The lively one.
1059.
Yes, the lively one.
Where the good guys live.
That's the name of the
where
show.
Where your friends are.
It's the lively. That was WDRC.
Oh, was it
that's
really?
What I, that's what I grew up listening to. They had a jingle. WDRC, where your friends are. I remember it.
Did like all their jingle singers have vocal strain?
One of the greatest moments. This is why I became a DJ. One of the greatest moments I had. I don't know how I was involved with it, but I somehow got involved in the local radio station WDRC softball game, and I think it was through
naked softball.
You know what it was through? It was through the Connecticut School of Broadcasting, which was in Hartford, Connecticut. That's where it started.
You know, you were not only you, but Dude Walker, an alumni.
He's from a town over from mine.
Exactly.
And I was 14 when I started going. I was a high school freshman, and then turned 15 and was still at the Connecticut School of Broadcasting. Mm-hmm. And they said, I believe it went down like this. One of the jocks who taught, and it was all the DRC DJs that taught the school there.
Of course.
They said, hey, listen, we got a DRC softball game coming up this weekend.
Listen.
Hey, listen, man.
Hey, do you like softball?
There's a DRC football game, softball game going this weekend. And I went out, and I was wearing the WDRC hat, and I was talking to somebody, and there was a little kid that came up and said, that's one of the disc jockeys.
And
I was 15 years old. I felt so cool.
Yeah, it felt like a big deal.
I felt so very cool. Mm. How foolish.
So did you have that?
What a tragic mistake.
Did you have a radio voice at 15?
Yeah, I had a low voice. Wow. I had a low baritone when I was there.
I'm still waiting for mine.
And I did have
buy it through Amazon.
A bit of a baritone, and it was fun. It was a great man. I remember the guys. You guys, it will all make sense to you when you hear this disc jockey. Here's one of the guys that taught us, Walt Pinto.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
wow.
Know that name?
Yeah. Now does it make sense?
Sure.
Of course.
Dick McDonough.
Not his real name.
Heard of him.
And who taught one of my courses was the original Dick Robinson.
Oh, that guy who did Spot.
That's right. Hi, this is Dick Robinson.
And remember
Dick
the great Robinson's thing about Dick Robinson? Jack, we could learn you could learn anything at the Connecticut School of Broadcasting, radio, television, internet.
Internet.
Like it was something brand new and exciting. You could learn the internet.
How about that? I got the internet. And I think Dick Robinson has left us, hasn't he?
Oh, I think he's still with us.
Look up Dick Robinson. I think Dick Robinson may have passed away.
It's funny you bring it up that, you know, music is really powerful for taking you to a time and place. There are certain records that will always bring you back. But when you mention radio jingles, I don't know if it's because I was just such a radio nerd growing up.
Right.
If I hear a radio jingle, I also can associate that with time and place. Because I remember, and you had to play, God, Wave a Jingled all the time, and they had the best jingles in town.
They did,
and just so much fun to go back and listen to
Power 105 WAVA,
and then they had the double sing WAVA WAVA.
Bam, 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 bam. Yeah, weather jingles were fantastic, too. We ought to do a jingle show one day.
Oh, I wonder if I have any jingles laying around.
Oh, my God. What a great idea that would be. All right. Note to you, Rob.
Hold on.
Get a jingle show together and do just jingles. We'll come in here. Won't be all jingles, but it'll be a big portion of our show.
Let me see if I can come up with a teaser.
What do you see about Dick Robinson on
there? It looks like he's still alive.
Really?
It's hard to tell. I'm still finding it. There's a lot of junk.
It was hard to say that even when you saw him.
There's a lot
back
of junk on here, so I'm trying to. Oh wait,
do a.
He is
Dick Robinson, and
he has died.
School.
Actually,
he has died. What's it say?
Last year, April 6, 2009.
Oh, a year ago to 2 years ago today.
How weird is that?
Not 2 years ago, correct? Yeah. It is 2011.
Yeah, I forget that too.
Dick Robinson, but he walked in, and there were two guys that made an impression on me just by being super slick DJs. Mm-hmm. Three, maybe, but I don't count one because he was a friend, and I didn't hang out with him that much. But one of the guys was Dick Robinson because he was tall.
Right.
And he was kind of like, hey, how you doing there? You'd have that kind of voice like that. And the other one was Doug Limerick, who was Dude's partner.
I know the name.
And
I'm not from around here. So
Dude and Doug were
fantastic.
Q107. Right. They were on before Elliot and Woodside, right? Yeah. Before Elliot and Woodside.
Just... I think, yeah, because they stole, Q107 stole Elliot and Woodside from PGC.
And they went to
right.
Yeah, so Dude and Doug were on at Q107.
Talk about two great voices,
And I remember Doug Limerick says, okay, here's the weather forecast for the Burbs. And he said Burbs. And I remember hearing that. I said, I want to be a DJ.
That's coolness.
I just want to be cool like a DJ.
Limerick spent a lot of years at ABC News, right? He would go over and do the national feed.
For ABC News, I'm Doug Limerick. Everybody's heard that.
That was your all-hit transition. And one of my all-time faves right here.
All hits all summer long on WAVA.
You have fast to slow to fast, medium to medium.
Yeah, all that stuff. And the funny thing is I guess everyone who is a radio nerd, present company, of course, excluded, you had one station that was your station growing up.
Oh, yeah.
You listened to everything, but WAVA was the kind of station that I would argue and say, you know what, B106 sucks. And I turned out to work for B106 when it was WJFK.
Yeah, I think
guess what? I was right.
We all, I think, were lucky enough to end up working at stations that we'd sort of grown up listening to, or at the very least ended up working with people grown up listening to.
Well, technically,
and that's very, very cool.
You know, technically for me, I was a transplant, and so I only came down here when I went to college. So I never got the chance, and it was always a fantasy of mine to actually work in the market where I grew up, in the Hartford market, and I'll never forget a conversation I had with my mom with the old Don and Mike show when they were talking about syndicating us on WCCC, or it was either CCC or AQI out of Springfield, one of those stations that was up in Springfield,
that
Massachusetts.
That reached your hometown.
That reached my hometown, and I remember saying to my, hey, Mom, I'm thinking we're going to get an affiliate, so you'll be able to listen to us in Hartford. Tick.
No.
Tick. Tick. She no more wanted me
the news.
No.
And that show up in her wheelhouse.
Did not excite her.
Speaking of mom, boys, I have some news to share that is wonderfully bittersweet.
Oh.
On Sunday, my childhood home got a contract.
Hey, you know what? Congratulations.
Under my mom, 91 years old, under her watch, she has successfully sold the house.
You're lucky. So, you're both lucky. You're
was it
lucky.
A guy with a black cape, black top hat, and a twirling mustache?
It's a young couple from Boston, the Boston area. He's in sales, a regional sales position that actually takes him all the way down to New York and up to Boston. That's his region, and he wanted to be smack dab in the middle, which is what Hartford is.
Oh,
a lot of people, they cover both. And
It is sad to see the house go, but you're lucky to have sold it.
It's in this market, and also, I mean, did you get the money she was looking for?
Yeah, and
well, you know what? That's much better
than
it is back.
Very bittersweet.
I'm sorry to hear it, but please.
Yeah, the conversation was strange, and so the weekend of the 29th, I will be going up there on, I'll actually be leaving on Thursday and going up there on a Friday to clean up and get some of the stuff. And but the cool thing is...
Write your name on the rafter.
Yeah, I'm going to write my name on the rafter. I will definitely do that.
Got to do it.
And then coming back here, and I'll show you some of the stuff. I'll do that on the radio show when I come back on Monday.
Will you
I'll
take a picture of the wall where you had poked the holes through it to look through to the bathroom? I want to see that.
And I know, I will never do that.
I know this is a tender moment, but I just have one word for you.
Yes.
Auction.
That's right, Mike.
The auction. The auction.
Yet another great idea lifted from Steve Bridges.
One of the things One of the things that I want to really do is my dad was a ship model builder and actually have there's an amazingly detailed lobster boat that has been in my house for 35, 40 years, and it is my, I covet it.
It's
I
shame.
Absolutely, I can't
it's
wait to have that
It's a shame he's no longer around for many reasons, but one is that you could empty the bottles, and he could put the boats in them.
No, this is not that good. So you
not shipping a bottle.
You immediately think shipping a bottle
because I love touristy gifts.
No, you are always 5 inches from the TV, and that is that is the stereotypical ship's model.
No, but I mean, the really great ones can never be in a bottle.
Right.
They have to be hand-held.
Yeah, and he did all the detail work. That's on this, and it's really it's Maine and it's a lobster boat.
That's cool.
But you know, we're going up there, and then that weekend, she will be taken up to Boston, and Carl and I head back here to Washington. So our goodbyes are actually be in Hartford, Connecticut, and it's just gonna be. It's going to be surreal. It's going to be weird.
Right.
You know, we're all dealing. Oscar's not here today because he's dealing with his dad. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, it's. I had this moment where I was like, hey, that's great, Mom. And and she caught me like in depleted condition where I actually was sleepy. And then I got off the phone with her and I just sobbed like a three-year-old.
Yeah. Well,
I sobbed like a three-year-old and then got it out of my system because at the same time that this is bittersweet, it is kind of cool because she has all her buttons.
Yes.
Oh, she's 91 years old, and she is now going on to kind of a life where I think she's actually going to get more socialization than she has.
Oh, she gets so much out of it. She's exactly the kind of lady that will benefit from that situation.
As my nephew Michael said, my nephew Michael, who is now a grown man, as we all watch that clock on the wall, just race around. You'll know that soon enough, my friend. Well, you've got a kid, so you know it soon enough.
Yeah.
But that clock on the wall moves fast. And she has an apartment that is on the ground floor. And as my nephew Michael said, that's going to be very, very convenient for gentlemen calls.
Oh no!
So, you know, so that'll be cool. Let me just finish this
tapping
thought.
At the window.
The one thing that I wish for her when she moves to this this place, because they're going to have a lot of these activities at the library, and they have a theater there. Mm-hmm, and it really
swinging.
Is. You know, it is really
not really swinging.
Swinging. I really, really, really hope she takes advantage of. They have computer classes.
I think she will,
and I hope she does because I would love.
Can
to.
You get in?
I would love to send her pictures if I know how to cut and paste.
Michael, dear, this is called cutting and pasting.
I would really
love. Learned it at the lodge.
I would love to send her pictures of the kids and all that other good stuff.
I bet you she'll be right on top of that.
And you know, the one thing I should post maybe, I don't know whether I want to post this or not, but it's Catherine with her robot black baby.
Yes.
And
I found a pretty good generic picture of robot black baby yesterday.
I know you did. Yeah. This is one I think I'll have that picture put up on
do you
the
know,
website.
That's great.
It's very rarely that I discuss this show with my wife, but when I discussed robot black baby,
you boys were a smash hit with robot black baby.
Mike, she literally screamed laughing.
Yes, yes.
The thought of you going into Chipotle with robot black baby. But let me offer this before we turn the page on your mom.
Yes.
I went through something really similar. I was essentially, after my folks split, raised by my grandparents, and then ended up caring with Carrie for Big Daddy the end of his life in the same house.
You lived there?
Yeah, the house.
How many years did you live with Big Daddy?
10? Probably
years.
The last 10 years of his life.
You were his caretaker,
yeah, pretty much. And when we moved in, that wasn't the case, but it happened.
It became that way.
But this was the house he built.
You went from freeloader to caretaker.
Right.
But always a little freeloader.
Okay, a little freeloader.
But he built the house, and it was the only house as a family we ever knew. And I do remember clearly our last Christmas after we sold it,
we
knew we had to get out.
Oh, yeah.
And it is, and I went through a lot of the same feelings that I'm sure you're feeling right now, but I think you will realize that really it is just a house.
Yeah.
And
yep.
the Ultimately, memories come you with do. You, the family comes with you.
Sure.
And but it's an awfully big symbol.
Yeah.
But you're gonna be okay.
You take the good stuff with
you.
You
do. Yeah.
And incidentally,
it doesn't hurt as much as it did.
After 10 years of being the sole and really the dedicated caretaker of his grandfather, you know, this is the sound of Rob's family dealing with Rob and Carrie after that.
No.
We all wanted our cut, Mike. We all wanted our cut.
Rob really, you know, thought that at that point that you know, it was going to be.
It would be.
Thanks so much for all those years of caretaking. You know, here's the house. Mm-hmm. Take it.
Surprise.
And his family came in and said, here's the house. Take what we can get. And it, hey, you know, it went,
got a ninth of it.
You got one ninth of it.
And you know what? For a house in McLean on a lot that size, that's not too shabby.
Since we are on this subject, my radio partner, Mr. McEwen, and I had this discussion earlier today. He was discussing the fact that his father is in assisted living as well, and that he really doesn't know the state of his father's finances, all other than he's well taken care of and things are fine.
And that he has 12 computer printers. No, that's Oscar's mother.
He was speculating about, you know, what the end game would be. And I said, that's not a bad thing. I think probably everybody thinks about that.
Well, right. Got to know.
Is there anything there for the familia? You know, you've got your father, you've got your own family to look out for. Right. And I said, and not to be sexist at all, I think that in families, more often than not, and this is difficult for us to have this discussion because we are all penises. I said it's my opinion.
And there's your next T-shirt, America.
We are all
penises. MichaelMerrishow.com.
This is what, and let me throw this out there.
Gabe makes them look so cute.
Like all generalizations.
Such eyes.
Like all sweeping stereotypes, this, of course, does not apply to everybody. Uh-huh. But I would say in many, many circumstances, in a family, I believe at the end of a person's life, perhaps the women demonstrate a little bit better skill at tying things up, wink, 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 if you know what I mean. As far as coming in, you know, taking...
greedier.
Buzz, I did not use that word. I don't like that word.
For example.
That word is ugly.
For example.
I've seen it happen.
If you had an estate to divide up. Yeah. And someone were to come in and perhaps put a number on every item in the home.
Yes.
Perhaps a woman
would
be the person who spearheaded that. Or, Mike?
It's a theory.
More than one woman.
We don't know.
It's a theory.
Perhaps.
For example.
An entire hen house might come into your dwelling and number everything with stickers.
Methinks that Mr. Spiewak may be speaking from personal experience.
No.
I believe that Mr. McEwen was dealing with a sister who knows everything.
Sister or
about,
sister?
I'm not sure whether it's sister.
Both.
This is one particular sister.
I see.
Buzz, I believe, was maybe referencing a woman in his family.
Sure.
Seems
more
to know
than
her.
One, perhaps.
I have a woman in my family.
The hen house.
Now, at the same time, I will say to my sister, I'm grateful.
Did she take a picture of the finances?
I am grateful
and send it to him.
For all the work that she has done because she has been instrumental
closer,
in this
geographically,
in this change
yes.
at the same.
Right.
But I just think for whatever reason, we guys, we don't sweat that stuff as much.
That's true.
And
that's
I think that we just are kind of like, we almost don't want to deal with that.
I think that's it.
Well, we really don't want to come anywhere near that.
It must start young because one night after I had been exceptionally relaxed, maybe three glasses of relaxation.
Yes, no more than
I mentioned to the, well, big glasses.
Right, of course. Tumblers. That's doubles.
Like,
okay.
Like Harry Carey's glasses.
When Rob says three, you know, square that, all right?
Mason's jar.
Make sure you do that.
And I mentioned to the kids, I said, you know, when I die, you can have the microphones.
Oh, God.
I bet. Boy, I can't even imagine what their excitement was
about.
Well,
actually,
that.
You know, they like the microphones because of the love I show the microphones. And Robert was the one.
They feel that the microphones are special.
Robert said, well, that'll be really neat. And Julia, I remember saying, who gets which ones?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
And I said, okay, we can do this.
She'd like to see this in writing.
Such a great example.
Yes.
That is perfect.
Robert's.
That's it.
I said, well, Robert can have the 44 and you can have the 77. And she says, are they pretty much the same?
Oh,
Julia.
Wow.
Julia was later seen sharpening knives,
waxing the stairs.
She did everything, and she had the decorum even at her young age not to actually ask how much they were worth.
No. And then she has asked since then, which one is mine and which is Robert's again?
Right.
Just so she knows.
Clarify.
You know, it's made famous in plenty of movies and TV shows, but really, you know, when you are divvying up someone's estate, that's really when you see the true colors. If you really want to see
colors,
see that.
My family never did get ugly, and I think I've explained this before.
Right.
We did number every one of Big Daddy's possessions and turned it into a game.
Right.
We made it like a draft. And what was fun is once the stuff that people really wanted was out of the way, the rule was you had to keep going till everything was gone.
Right.
So
right.
Then it became, well, I just want something small.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, because, and then at the end, there's like a buffet that no one wants. But if you get it, you have to get it out of the house.
Well, yeah. I will play show and tell. And really, I joke about this, but the fact of the matter is my sister has been so amazing during this time, yes. Prepping yeah. my mom for the situation. And there are two items that I will bring in and I will
a
show you guys.
A sister unlike any other.
Unlike any other. I have two items. One is the lobster boat. And then yeah. the other thing I'm going to bring in is a lamp that my grandfather actually made.
Oh.
And my grandfather
human leg
made this close
no
this Virginia. Thing you're gonna love this you're gonna love this he made my grandfather was a foreman at a tool and die factory was his job before they voluntarily laid him off which sure. almost you know drove him to a nervous
CBS
breakdown.
Tool and die factory
CBS yeah. tool and die and after World War II he got an he came
this
across.
This is your father's father?
This is my mother's father.
Mother's father.
And came across an artillery shell that I think my dad brought back as a souvenir from the war and turned it into a lamp, a polished brass lamp that has been in my family forever.
And everyone's been afraid to turn it on.
And it is, because you can hear it.
Well, what you do is you turn it on and you have 3 seconds to get away.
It was beautiful, and it is beautiful, and I look forward to that. So
that is neat.
That is my April, and to be honest with you, I'm warning everybody, I'm just going to be a little bowl of emotion for, I think, the next month. That's just the way I feel right now.
On the subject of death, could I tell you a quick story?
Yes, go right ahead.
Well, if it's fun.
It is fun.
Is it about the previous segment?
No.
I thought we did better than that.
I thought we did pretty good, but you never know.
You never know.
No, as you guys know, my friend Lowell's mother passed away.
Yes.
Okay, and she, Rob, you had brought it up on Monday when I wasn't here. She was known for her sense of humor. That's really where Lowell, I think, got a lot of
and
his.
He's got goofy. A great, yeah, right. he's got a great goofiness about
him. Yeah, and she was particularly goofy and always making people laugh. So about the last week of her life, Lowell and his sister Jamie, also a comedian, they're sitting with her on her bed. And she's at this point kind of in and out of her, you know, not so coherent, but enough to talk with them. And they were having a serious discussion. One of them says to her, "Mom, you know, is there anything you'd like us to know? Do you have anything that you've never told us before, that, you know, before you leave us?"
Right.
And she was quiet for a minute, and she goes, "Your father is gay."
Oh, my God. What a tribute to the woman.
That's a good story.
Yes. Full name for that lady that's left us.
Ruth Ann Melser.
Ruth Ann Melser. That is, rock and roll, baby. Yeah.
So you still have that link on your Facebook page
if
people would like to offer a
remember. Yes, ovarian cancer, unfortunately.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills.
But I do love that. I love you.
Your father is gay.
That's the best. Yeah. That's a lifetime memory right there. Well, I like that, and I'm not even connected to the family. Is it 150 degrees
it's
in here?
It's warm in here today.
Mr. RJ,
well, whenever,
give it to me.
74.
Give it to me.
Here's what I know.
I want to have a discussion about it.
If Buzz looks comfortable.
It was very warm when I got here today, and I turned it down, but I think we're still coasting on that previous heat.
All right, hold on.
Measuring.
How long did that take, really? How long did something that would have taken a nanosecond really take? 60 seconds.
Here's what you need to know. If Buzz looks comfortable, it's really hot in here.
Right. Yeah. Still trying to figure this thing out.
Yeah. I know.
Didn't you listen when Red was here?
I didn't listen to the guy. Red. I didn't listen to the guy. Mark.
Yeah.
Is that a snowflake? Or is that?
We had the same question.
It's a death certificate.
All the way to the left, it's a sun.
Oh, okay, it's a sun.
So that would indicate heat, right?
So that's a snowflake.
The sun is the heat, and snowflake is
the air conditioning. I think the sun means that you want the room to be cooler, because it's summertime.
All right, we have not yet. Can we mention the sponsor that provided
us? I wouldn't do it until you figure it out.
No, this is, I'm going to tell you something.
We lost the book.
This is going to be cool. Mm-hmm. Watch what I do here.
Okay? Well, if you hit the sun, it's not going to be cool. It's going to be hot. What?
Watch this.
That's right.
I'm turning this thing on right now. Okay. No, I've got the snowflake
on. Yeah.
I feel cool air.
How cool is that?
Well, I'll tell you what. It's great in most situations, unless you turn on the heat, because I am really at like ground zero for that wind stream.
Rob sits right in front of it.
And when you turn it on hot, it's like being in a tanning bed.
All right, let me do this for you, though. Watch this. I'm going to do this for you.
What?
Oh, it's moving.
Oh, you're turning on the flappers.
Look at that.
Yeah, see now.
Buzz, can you turn around your camera so we can show the flappers?
Yeah. All right.
Not like 1920s.
It's this is. Do we have the name of our? Because I want to give the
proper. C.B. Lucas.
C.B. Lucas, that helped the whole home out with an incredible HVAC system, and we're going to be talking about them more and more as April continues, because this is the time when you are making these transitions. Mm-hmm. This is one of those wonderful transition days, and it's so very cool to have this thing rocking and rolling.
I need
cold.
To get Lucas out to my house because the condenser is clogged on my air conditioner.
Right.
So when I run the air conditioner, it spills water.
Oh.
So he needs.
That's
and
not good.
Also, you should also have Lucas look at your heating and cooling every spring just to make sure you're properly maintained.
Well, based on the work they've done here, we will be talking about them for the rest of our natural lives.
We will. The second segment of the show is brought to you by Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page.
Yay.
Remember to bookmark MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon for all of your shopping. I can't thank you guys enough for doing this.
Oh,
there
so
are
great.
People now, it has become indelibly clear to us that use this as a bookmark, and when they want to buy online stuff at Amazon, they go through our page.
They
and
do.
Count
guys,
on that.
I mean, that is so helpful to us. It doesn't change the price of anything, but man, it makes a difference because we get credit for it.
Right.
And thank you for doing that. Thank you for supporting us and Amazon. When you think of shopping, think Amazon.
Always.
And when you think of Amazon, think MikeO'MaraShow.com.
You know how it makes us look? It makes us look like Mr. Big Shot.
Mr. Big Shot! Didn't you? Played that on the Edge the other day, and I thought it was kind of cool. I'm glad they did that.
Wow, that's good for
all right,
them.
What does it say on my little thing? I got to remind myself of what we plan to talk about.
I'm glad you asked because I'm very curious.
Nice transition.
Well,
I
know one
curious.
Of the things is about the TV update. I mean, the projects
yes.
update.
Yes,
right.
That, update, but that wasn't what I was interested in.
What are you interested in?
Apparently, your wife wants to kill you.
Oh, I saw that.
Oh, yeah, we want to hear about that.
She wants to kill me, and one of the reasons she wants to kill me is, I think, because I've been so depleted this week that I have had zero energy around the house.
Oh, and there's a bill that needs paying.
Right? Well, you know what? Well, there's a bill that needs paying in more ways than one. I have been just turbo sloppy, like leaving my stuff around. And
wow, she must be really upset with the difference.
You know, she comes over and this is how I know that she is down on me a little bit.
Right.
She doesn't like care if I eat badly.
Oh,
if Carla's
thrown
into me,
in the towel.
Yeah, if Carla's into me, if Carla loves me,
right.
What she does is, you know, it'll be like, you know, what were your points? When did you eat this? When did you eat that? Came downstairs yesterday. She was a whirling dervish doing about a million things. I had spent the bulk of my day napping, which, you know, with 2 hours of sleep is what you have to do occasionally.
Mike, I think you need to call it a power nap. It makes it sound so much more proactive.
Man, isn't that cool air, Greg?
Yeah,
it is.
It's a little loud,
What?
It's like a little loud. I hear it roaring
a little bit.
It's not
for us.
Roaring. It's not roaring, old man.
It
is. It's not. It's actually. Stop it. Stop it. Listen now.
Nothing.
Do you hear anything?
No.
Quiet. Nothing.
And it's still blowing on us.
Yeah.
Yes.
See? Huh?
Isn't that great?
C.B. Lucas, baby.
That's right.
Don't anybody say anything bad about them.
No way.
What happened?
You got it, boys?
Got it.
You got it, Mr. Man? Do you have it? Okay, there we go. Very good. Thank you. Where was I?
Good.
You were napping because you're a slob.
Carla is pissed because I hadn't picked up after myself.
Right.
Carla's pissed because I have not been maintaining my perfect diet, and Carla's been working out. Carla ran 7 miles yesterday.
Wow.
Just trying to get away from you?
If I ran 7 miles on the treadmill, you know what you'd be doing today?
Oh,
you'd be
last right.
Services.
We'd be fighting over your lobster boat.
You'd be... So I don't know. She was trying to kill me, and she brought over a thing she got at TJ Maxx. She went out to TJ Maxx.
Cheesecake.
I said, and instantly when she wants to do that, she says, "Hey, I'm thinking about going out to TJ Maxx," and I give her one of these. Go
whatever, yeah.
But you know what? That is a clothing store for a financially responsible young lady.
That's yes, true. It is.
It's like she's not going to like something really
but
fancy.
Not for guys.
She got a candy bar, a chocolate bar that she brought home, and she is so not into me like being on points or
at
anything.
At a department store,
she brings over a chocolate bar to me. I will. We will have a round table now. See if you can guess the brand of chocolate bar. It is a chocolate bar with a brand name on it that I did not associate
Mitsubishi.
With
no
chocolate bar.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem with this chocolate bar from the word go.
Oh my God, it's cold. Now.
By the time, but yeah, it is cold.
It works well.
That's just age.
You know what? I think what happened, and it's going to sound stupid, I think it warmed up, and it's really blowing cold air now.
That's great.
By the time a chocolate bar finds its way to a TJ Maxx or, God forbid, a Kohl's,
yes,
it's seen other places first.
It's been in other stores.
I think this is an aged piece of chocolate.
Please to guess the brand, and here's my hint. This
is it
the only
a food
hint.
Brand?
It is a food stuff brand.
Okay.
It is a brand that is associated with chocolate. It is a brand that is not associated with candy bars, not as far as I was concerned. Mm. So I was very confused.
Okay, may I leave?
And therefore, yes, go ahead.
Nestle.
No, that's chocolate bar.
Nestle's a chocolate bar,
no, that's
Rob.
That's a chip. Well, no, Nestle's
Nestle
crunch,
makes chocolate bars and regular chocolate bars, too. Right. Hmm. Remember the red lettering, the red and white?
Cadbury? Chocolate.
Not Cadbury. That's chocolate bar.
I know. I'm just thinking out loud.
But I'll give you just a modified hint.
Okay.
It is a name. It is a brand associated with chocolate.
Heinz.
not as good as Mitsubishi. Motorola. I stole it. He started it, but I liked it anyway. Any guesses?
No. Nesquik. I don't know. I mean,
Quick.
Nesquik.
You are on the trail,
I'm close,
my friend.
Right.
You are something. You are very much on the trail.
Okay, so maybe like a powdered supplement, Carnation,
Ovaltine.
No, but you are getting close.
Ovaltine.
You are getting. You're so close. You don't even know
who else makes
Tropicana.
That?
No,
Swiss Miss.
No.
Oh, that's a good guess.
Who else makes,
chocolate cocoa
drink mix?
Who
I'm not going to tell you. I'm enjoying this game so much. I'm going to wait.
Swiss Miss is sort of the Cadillac of hot cocoa. Yeah. Who else makes instant?
All right, you ready for a modified hint?
Yes,
please.
I think this could also be a good name for a dog.
Bosco.
Bingo!
Bosco. That's my PIN number.
You and I can play that game.
Wow, I haven't seen...
We can play Password.
I haven't heard of that brand in decades.
Mike, is every reason that chocolate bar could be from the Kennedy administration.
Mr. French, you know enough of my kitchen to know perhaps you could forage around out there, see if you can locate the Bosco candy bar. I would look in the cabinet near the center island. We'll see you in about an hour.
After the news.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Even if he finds it, he's not going to eat it?
You know, I know they haven't started advertising yet.
Yes.
But CB Lucas, man. Do you feel this room?
I know, it feels
in
great.
In 5 seconds, this room now is...
Turned it right around.
...is terrific.
And I love how you can direct that flap there so you can
and
put
I don't,
the
you
air
know,
there,
it makes it so much better with the sides of meat hanging in here.
These guys, seriously, this is the most thorough dude that I've ever encountered.
It's true.
Mike came out and just did a whole appraisal of the house and installed... This was one of the additional things that he put in for the studio specifically.
It's a ductless system.
It's called a ductless heating air conditioning system. Uh-huh. And man, he said, you will be able to control that studio at your fingertips.
You know what I like about these guys?
Look, there's my Bosco.
May I examine it? Because I have a theory.
There's my buddy. Yeah, but
I think what happened, it's not made by the Bosco people. This is made by another chocolatier.
America's most beloved chocolate syrup.
Retro.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to cater
America's
to the retro
most
crowd.
Beloved chocolate syrup brand, right. Bosco, was originally introduced in 1928. Since then, Bosco has been spreading smiles all around the world. You know, when you can't read, when you can't see because of your eyes, you start reading like you're remedial.
Does it say Vermont Country Store anywhere on there?
Now the Bosco All-Natural Milk Chocolate Bar conveniently captures the namesake's heritage. Uh-huh. Enjoy making a lifetime of new memories each time you bite into the nostalgic Bosco bar.
God, I had no idea it was so grandiose.
Explore more at www.
Don't give a website plug.
Okay. Bosco is a trademark of Bosco Products Incorporated.
Keep going.
And used under license by... Something LLC.
But not Vermont Country Store. The reason I ask that, a great report on Nightly News last night about the Vermont Country Store and the fact that they have bought all these old expired brand names.
And licensed them?
And licensed them, and they're now making these, bringing back these sort of retro products.
Here, that Bosco candy bar looks like
everybody help himself.
It looks like a prop candy bar from a 1950s television show.
The chocolate, Rob, you will testify to the fact that the chocolate is fresh. It is decent.
And
give him
she
some.
Got it at less than
give
half
RJ
price.
A little piece. And give Buzz some because, you know, Buzz wants it.
You know what? It. I bet it's made by Palmer.
Palmer?
Palmer.
It tastes like Easter.
Arnold?
It tastes like Easter Bunny chocolate. There's a lot of wax in it.
Is there anything grosser than eating chocolate on microphone?
No.
No.
Yes, listening to it.
Thank you. Thank you very
much. Yeah, it is a little waxy, but good.
All right, so she's trying to...
That's our motto, too.
Waxy, but good.
You think it's waxy?
Yeah, some chocolates are, like he said, like an Easter Bunny chocolate would be.
The packaging?
See, I kind of like that flavor.
Ah. Well, it's a good flavor. It's more about texture, yeah.
But I think it's great that we've effective now begun a new lifetime of
memories.
Did you
take two, RJ?
I took one half and another half.
You took two. You took two squares.
I did too.
You took two squares. Is there any left?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Give me the rest.
Here. But I want the packaging.
You want the packaging?
Yeah.
We're not going to choke on it.
Thank you. But she is trying to kill me because she's feeding me food that's bad for me.
So that is how Carla's trying to kill
me. Feeding you department store packaging.
Did you call her out on it?
Yeah. I said, do you hate me? Do you want me to die? You know, mm-hmm. I said that. I say, yeah, sure. Well, that's one of the things that I say, you trying to kill me? Do you want to die?
We're crosswords exchange.
She said, yes, but first you got to give me a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then like the Black Widow, I will impregnate her, and then she will sting me
right
with her stinger,
mm-hmm.
and then I will die.
Right.
All right, what else do I have before we go?
Let's see here. You also said...
I know one of them off top of the head, future project. You're in my project.
All right, update, please, Mr. Ronick, an update on How Dare You, the cooking show with Rob Spiewak and me.
Cooking show.
What is going on with the cooking show?
Hey, how about the status of our cooking show?
Episode 1, chocolate.
Mm-hmm. When we spoke, you and I, last week, I told you we could do it this Friday, mm-hmm. and we are still on schedule to record it this Friday if your schedule allows.
I'm with you.
Are you ready? There. Friday sound good?
Yeah.
Nice day. Friday should be cool.
Yeah, I want it on a Friday so everybody can relax.
Friday will be cool because then we'll have a little wine to sip on in the kitchen.
Well, the kitchen cocktail, Mike.
Yes, the kitchen cocktail.
And
absolutely.
I have secured a guest chef, and this guy, he's not on the Food Network, but he is a local chef. And
Frank Herzog.
He's going to come in and be one of our judges.
It's Einegard.
Oh, okay.
And great guy. Well, I'll tell you more about him.
We got Einegard. We told her I had cancer.
That's right. Einegard, a brave little six-year-old suffering from leukemia, who made a wish but was snubbed by the barefoot Contessa. We have been sitting on this story for a
How
very
rude
long
is
time.
That?
She was actually framed, as it turns
That's
out.
That's a great Ina Garten joke right there. A celebrity chef has been condemned for repeatedly refusing to meet a six-year-old fam with leukemia who had tried to set up a meeting through a Make-A-Wish Foundation, the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Great organization, by the
Ina
way.
Ina Garten, better known as the Barefoot Contessa. The Barefoot Contessa.
How would you like to see her bare feet, Mike?
Oh, those little sausages.
I bet she, you know what? I bet that at least one of her little toes has no nail.
Ina Garten is said to have told the foundation
yes.
that she was too busy to cook a meal with the boy.
How busy is that?
Despite being asked on two separate occasions, six-year-old Enzo Perita from Portland, Oregon, insisted on meeting Garten because he watched her shows with his mother from his hospital bed, which is, you know, your classic make-a-wish situation.
Right. He finds them soothing.
He has been suffering from acute lymphoblastic leukemia for 3 years. When his first request was turned down last year, Enzo was encouraged to choose another wish off the foundation that could they could make come true, but the boy insisted on waiting for his favorite chef. Garten turned down the first request because it clashed with her book tour last year. This is amazing, and this is just stupid PR on so many levels, and I always have just a little question mark as to how evil this person is, but then we're going to follow up here, and Buzz has a follow-up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
His mother told her the rejection on a blog she keeps about her son's illness. So there is an update on this, and the update, as Buzz will share with you right now, may lend credibility to this original story, but let's listen.
Spurred by one-sided reports on sites including TMZ, a veritable online lynch mob sprang into action, viciously attacking Garten for, in no particular order, her weight, her cold-heartedness, and her haughty effect. Thousands of comments on the matter were posted. Check them out if you're into that sort of thing. This went on for 4 days until the Los Angeles Times weighed in with a perspective that should have been in the first story, Ina Garten's. The Times writes, Garten gets about 100 requests per month and wasn't aware that the request had even been made or rejected. Touched by the young fan's desire to meet her, she's calling Enzo today to speak with him. I don't know what day, I'll have to check the date on this, but she did call him back to invite him to join her in the studios, according to the statement released on her behalf. But she wasn't even aware of the original. And I like one of the comments that was posted online about this. I'm slightly astonished that Make-A-Wish allows parents to comment publicly on unfulfilled wishes like this. It backs the celebrities into a corner of either saying yes to everything or no to everything. I think that's a fair comment.
I'm shocked that she gets 100 requests a month.
And now some further information just to make sure we've got everything.
All right.
Well, how about that? Turns out Barefoot Contessa Ina Garten does have some time for terminally ill cancer patient Enzo after all. Garten, who previously turned down the six-year-old fan's dying wish for FaceTime twice. Now, there's TMZ, which has to put dying wish. First
and
of
also,
all, just because a kid has leukemia, as my friend Mr. Spiewak will testify.
I believe what you mentioned, it was the ALL strain of leukemia. It's the most curable kind of leukemia. It's the kind Robert had and the kind that Robert beat. So I don't know that this
acute lymphoblastic.
Yeah, ALL.
Okay.
And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I read a little bit about it, not enough. I believe that is quite curable, and I wish the child all the best because it is what you
But I mean, that's where TMZ pisses me off. You know, where those
little germs. Dr. Levin understands.
Dr. Levin, who, you know, never met, you know, an exploitive story that he didn't believe in, decided to lay this on him. So anyway, turned down FaceTime twice, once with a definite no, released a statement through her rep saying she only became aware of Enzo's story this weekend. Must have been last weekend, Buzz, when you had that story. Despite the wish being over a year old. Ina looks forward to inviting him to spend some time with her at the Food Network Studios, the rep went on to say. All's well that the internet made end well. Update. So apparently Enzo is now snubbing the Barefoot Contessa right back. TMZ says Enzo isn't even interested in meeting with Ina Garten anymore and is much more excited to fulfill his backup wish, swimming with dolphins.
That's a perfect ending
you
for
have
TMZ.
Anything at all?
No, I do have one other thing here.
Okay.
A spokesperson for Ina Garten says she works extensively for a variety of causes, including battered women, cancer patients, AIDS awareness, and animal rights. She was personally devastated by all the criticism.
Yeah, she likes anything better.
Can I give you an example?
Sure.
I have really, and I joke about it, and I'm not proud of it by any stretch of the imagination, but on my Facebook page, I have probably over 3,000 unread messages that I've gotten.
It could be anything.
Over the years.
Something
that,
you can do tonight.
Starting, 3 years ago, Rob, when we started our whole Facebook battle? Probably 3,000. And I have them. Very easily in there could be something that I overlooked that someone could easily construe as a snub.
Or insensitive.
Or being insensitive.
Right.
So,
right.
I mean, I can understand that, but at the same time, you know, the fact that she now said she wanted to get together with him, sometimes I think that's an overreaction. And, you know, from a PR standpoint, you just ignore.
She says she wasn't even aware of the request.
Right.
So she certainly wasn't aware. She turned it down. And I do buy into this online lynch mob mentality.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
It's very valid what Buzz says, is that they should not be allowed to comment. Now, what a lot of people don't know about Make-A-Wish, what I didn't know, it's not just for children who are dying or going to die.
Right.
It's for any child who has faced a life-threatening disease.
And as it should be. And, I think that's a great organization.
Robert got one of the standard Make-A-Wish deals, which is a trip to Orlando. And they did Disney and everything.
And they treated you beautifully, you said.
Amazing.
Right.
And if you have money that you want to throw around, and if, you know, of course, my pet cause is the Cancer Society itself. But if you want to do something with your money that's a little more fun and something I can speak to, Make-A-Wish has got it together.
I remember you were in the thick of that. You were in the middle of that. The prognosis for Robert from the very beginning was very positive and was very good. But I remember when you were dealing with that, I remember how you were, you were obsessed with that trip, and you guys had such a great time, and you loved every minute of it, and
because
that was what I remember.
It's, you know, Robert did it for 3 years, 8 months.
Right.
That was his carrot, man. That's it.
So
you know when this is done. We're going to
got
Disney. For every Spinal Tap, every procedure, every surgery, it's just such a, they're just so together. It's a great, great
That's good stuff. So we'll keep tabs on this, find out what Ina is doing. And as far as the television program that Rob and I are doing, which is called How Dare You, we will be our own Barefoot Contessas.
And
we will be barefoot.
The layout of the show, the theme of the show will be Rob and I will be making the same recipe.
Yes, you'll be making two different recipes. But it'll be either an appetizer, an entree, or a dessert.
Both the same genre.
Same genre.
And then we will serve them to the chef.
Yes.
And he will.
Yes, and RJ.
Why RJ?
Because he'd be a great judge.
It's RJ.
God, I don't want to bring him in on this again.
RJ.
I mean, he's got his own show now. He's on that show, the extra show. I'll think about it.
The RJ show.
See RJ all the time. All right, I know you'll be here anyway. We'll take a break.
This week in RJica.
We'll come back with the audio vault right after this. While we're living in. Incidentally, if you're ever wondering, this is the
This is the sound I make when I wake up in the morning. Walking into the shower.
For a while, this was Buzz's CD he used to show off his car stereo. I remember.
That's right, yeah.
It was a good record.
Time awesome. For Rob's Magic Audio Vault, brought to you by Americanize Yourself. Now you can have your own Gabe Strine likeness. There are two packages available. Both feature a profile pic. Perfect for social networks, including Facebook and Twitter. A 500 by 500 full body image. What is 500 by 500?
That's how much Mark wants to charge.
Yes.
We brought him back,
it's
though.
It's the size. In other words, pixels, it's a big right? picture. Yes, it's pixels.
A 500 by 500 full body image. What's your brother's band's name?
Black Gold.
All brought to you by Black Gold.
That's right.
And 8x10.
I've been waiting for that.
Full body image of yourself.
You've been waiting.
RJ got that show down in Florida. When we were looking at Gabe Strine videos, I said, and I believe, what did I say? What the hell? Something came on that said, what's that?
It's a music by Black Gold.
I said, what the is that?
Hey, come
anyway,
on.
I'm sorry about that. Anyway, a 500 by 500 full body image and an 8x10 full body image of yourself with the entire TMOS cast.
It's like we're hanging out in a virtual world.
Package 2 includes you and the cast on a mouse pad.
Aren't we?
You'll find that and more in the store at MikeOmeraShow.com. That's wonderful stuff, and Gabe Strine is a genius. Time for the audio vault. Let's open it up and find out what's happening for Wednesday, April 6, 2011.
That's where Rudy likes to hang out, Mike.
Where's that?
The mouse pad.
The mouse pad.
You
mouse,
know,
Jesus.
It's a compliment, mouse.
I wonder what he's doing.
I have no idea.
I'd love to know what he's up to.
I know
to.
He's what
love
his kids are him. Doing. They're fighting over his lobster boat. His beautiful kids who got their dad's good looks.
I took one of his beautiful kids to a strip joint in Atlanta one night.
Wow. He had two kids, right? Two boys?
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot which one it was, but that kid thought I was a special man.
Yeah, he was 11.
You are. I had a bank. I had bank that night. I was not naked without cash.
Oh no, that was another time.
That was another time in another place. Let me show you how it's done, young man.
Stay tuned to this podcast if you want to be ahead of the curve.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because yesterday we talked all about. Oh, let me give you a reset on this. Remember the sound of a 2x4 hitting a windshield?
Listen to this.
It's great stuff.
Incredible. Rob had it first.
Yeah.
Wow.
Still a little upsetting,
crap out of me every time I hear it.
It's the delay. Well today, the Today Show went with it, and we had a lot of questions. Why was the lady videotaping? Mm-hmm. How fast she was going? What happened? Here's the backstory, and it's better, Mike, because it's told by... Do you like a woman with an alluring accent?
Oh, I sure do.
Well, you're going to be in good shape then, because here's the story of the 2x4 in the winder.
How fast do you think you were driving?
Between 45 and 55. We were approaching a stoplight and slowing down.
So you saw.
I bet she was on her way to a restaurant.
I heard.
I'm just guessing.
I heard. Hair salon. I just heard. This is a rumor. I don't know whether it's true or not. I heard that they even went and filled her pills with sugar.
Coming. Yeah, I did.
You had actually seen it on the road, and you saw the truck. Well, first of all, we should explain to people. You're actually videotaping with one hand and driving with the other. We don't recommend that at all.
Brilliant.
I had the camera aimed toward a truck beside me, and I was watching the road, and I actually saw it. I saw it. The first wheels hit it, and I saw it coming.
Well, you were aiming the camera because you were hoping to report these two drivers to their companies because what they were doing was irresponsible.
She was afraid the way the trucks were driving was not
safe. Do you know what
safe.
Seriously meals sound like in that woman's house? Meals with like 8 or 10 people at the table. This is what they sound like.
Yeah, eating chocolate.
That's what they sound
like. More Bosco.
But there is no dialogue.
Of course not. Well, because she's not good at talking.
You don't speak like that unless every moment of interpersonal communication is normally just like...
But it was nice because she had simpleton husband and simpleton son with her there as well. So that's what happened. She was videotaping because she was pissed at the trucks in front of her, and she got a face full of wood.
Very good.
No one was hurt, Mike. Thank God.
Thank God.
Sammy Hagar, you've partied with him.
Met the guy and had a shot of tequila with him.
That counts. Were you with him when he was abducted by aliens?
Oh, God.
Yeah, what you got to do is look, Mike, look at the Dr. Drew program.
Okay.
That's a new television program.
Good. And he's on TV?
He gets happening people like Sam Hagar into talking about the time he was abducted by aliens.
I'm dreaming. I see these guys in my head. I see these
guys. What they look like?
They were just kind of the like a beams of light, you know, and they were kind of blue. And I'm
medical professional Drew Pinsky.
And they're going, oh, he's waking up. We got to end this, right? But there wasn't language spoken. It was just a telepathic thing. And then they hollered out this weird digital numerical code of our numerical system. It wasn't like 9, 11, 12, 13, 14. And it went whoop. And I woke up and I went, it put me on a quest to say, what was that? That was so real. So I think it was a download and upload situation, like an experimental thing, like I was some guinea pig.
Wow, so that's what it's like, Mike.
Man, oh man.
They'd be talking in numbers and whatnot.
I can't drive 55.
Now, do you want...
Who needs drugs.
We had to press ahead yesterday. Do you want a little more of Governor Jesse with Piers?
Let's wrap up with that. Okay, I like that. I love Governor Ventura. And incidentally, one thing I didn't have time to say, was Governor Ventura like broadcasting from his bathroom? Because he really does...
He sounds like this. Piers, what's going on?
Let's listen to him now. He's talking about JFK.
The JFK assassination. Right.
John F. Kennedy's...
Yep.
Assassination.
Yep.
Who did that?
It was done by William Harvey, who was the head of the CIA's assassination unit at that time. David Morales was directly involved in it. He likewise is the gentleman who killed Che Guevara down in Bolivia in 67, where they put him up against a firing wall and killed him and shot
firing
and killed
wall,
him.
Mike.
Morales was part of that. I believe that because I saw, heard, and read a confession from E. Howard Hunt on a deathbed to his son.
Incidentally, I know that Mr. Ventura is, or Governor Ventura, yes, has these, conspiracy theories out there with all these. This is one that I agree with.
Really?
Yeah, there are are too many things that don't quite add up on
JFK,
this one.
And I have paid attention to this since day one. I sat in a college auditorium and watched one of the very first lectures by the guy that brought around the Zapruder film.
Right.
And it is damn hard to make a case against these more than a single bullet theory, just on, I get back to the same thing every time.
Well, you're he's going to talk about it here.
You're talking about that revolver, that rifle that has to be
bolt
cocked,
action,
and right, the distance that has to be covered,
right,
and it's not the same sophisticated scoping situation that we have nowadays.
Here's Ventura to comment to that.
I can be slightly naive, except the fact that you're not going to convince me he could make those shots.
Why?
Because I tried them, and I'm an expert marksman. He wasn't,
and I
couldn't do them. I couldn't even work. The fastest I could work the Manlichuk Arcano bolt was 8.5 seconds, and they're telling me he got 3 shots off in 6 seconds with that bolt-action piece of crap
it's
weapon.
Impossible.
Okay, let me. Rob is right. It's impossible. You're looking like you want to say something about this.
I do. A friend of mine, the program director of one of the first radio stations I ever worked at, is now the curator of the 6th floor museum
in
Dallas. If you ever like to have him on the show, we can arrange
love
that.
To that do would
that.
Be great.
If you want to follow that because, up.
Have you ever talked to him?
Oh, yeah, much. Are you kidding? He made me do a radio special about the JFK assassination, which I enjoyed doing.
Didn't come to any
one of my assignments.
Did you come to any definitive conclusions on that?
It leaned toward conspiracy.
Let me ask
it
you
really
this, Mike.
Does. Yeah. It really does.
I don't think I don't know that it's a conspiracy. I don't think it's quite as underhanded and evil as some of the crackpots say it is.
Right.
But there's something up. And I do think the government is probably in on covering something up in the interest of national, if not security,
well,
national peace.
It's just, you've got that. It's so damn tidy. You have the one guy.
They turned it around in 5 days.
And then, bingo, they shoot him in the gut. He's gone. He's dead. No fuss, no muss. Then you have that Warren Commission report, and it just seems to me...
It's the same people, man, that replaced Paul McCartney.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is the other thing that program director had me do a special about.
That is your magic audio ball.
Very good. We'll take a break, and when we come back, it's Buzz and the News right after this.
A story about a Harper Valley widowed wife.
Holy it's a lady crap. Named Jeannie C. Riley.
Ever boner when you were programming country?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, she came by the studio. She was about have you seen the movie, Hi, I'm Charlie Warren. Have you seen the movie Country Heart?
Call in.
Country Heart with Jeff
Bridges.
You like the Jeff Bridges?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lady he bones in that movie.
Oh, no.
And there's just a shot of her. She's out in the audience.
You're talking about Crazy Heart.
Crazy Heart.
I love that movie.
Yes, not Country Heart. Crazy Heart.
Crazy Heart. Love that movie.
You know the one that, remember that lady that's like one of his early venues where he's playing at a bowling alley or
remember
something?
Remember it well.
And the lady's sitting there looking at him, and he sneaks out of her in the morning.
That's Riley?
That's her.
Well, you see, the thing is I think people my age, when they hear this, they think of the sitcom, and it was the last hurrah of Barbara Eden being doable.
Right. Barbara Eden.
Yeah.
Ow.
And you know what? She's still moderately doable.
Barbara Eden got a chance to meet her down at Graceland.
Really?
Yeah, got a chance to meet Barbara Eden down in Graceland for one of Elvis's death weekends.
Wow.
It was very, very special. I am rambling incoherently. Let's get Buzz on in here before it's too late. What the hell am I talking about? Here he is, Buzz Burbank with the news.
Thanks, Mike. We're brought to you today by Bosco. We're brought to you by Netflix. It's not just movies. Most of the TV shows we talk about are available now on Netflix. You can watch them on game consoles, computers, iPhones, iPads, iPod touches, and TV sets.
I use the Netflix on my iPhone this very day.
Now, ooh. Netflix, we talk about how great Amazon is. Mm-hmm. We'd love to have our Netflix even approach
Amazon. Yeah, bump it a little bit.
Yeah. You know what else?
You bookmark that and Mike O'Mara's show Netflix. Do that too, please.
You know what else?
What? Right.
Used to be $8.99 a month. Now it's $7.99 a month.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Amazing. Take advantage of this.
You want to talk about conspiracy. There was a documentary, that's why I mentioned it, about I think it's called Paul is Dead. Mm-hmm. And it makes The Wizard of Oz look like a documentary. Right. This thing is so fanciful. Mm-hmm. It's based on two micro cassettes that George Harrison recorded
total
on
crap.
His deathbed. Really? Well, horrible.
Here's the thing about Beatles
but
conspiracy.
It's fun to watch, man.
Here's the deal with Beatles conspiracy. The Beatles did their own conspiracy. They created
They tricked us into thinking.
He was barefoot on the Abbey Road album.
The buried Paul. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Yeah. And really kind of laid the foundation for a lot of what movie studios do now to create buzz.
Did you know that he had his teeth through his cheeks after he was killed in the auto accident?
Yeah, because he's the walrus.
That's right. And they said he looks like a walrus.
Back into the left.
Yes.
Of course. Amazing.
For a free trial, click the Netflix ad on our website. You can find all those crazy documentaries. A new study says government efforts at fighting obesity and smoking saves lives, but not money. Conventional wisdom said that if government invested in combating these health risks, it would save money on medical care. But a new Dutch study shows that what those efforts really do is make people live longer and that caring for people longer costs the government even more money.
Sure, these people are living forever.
Thin the herd.
Fat smokers are more expensive in the short term, but thin, healthy people are the real pain in the ass.
That's
because they just keep living 3 to 7 years longer.
Amen. Ain't that right, RJ?
Absolutely.
Rub that face.
I bought one of those. I think it was built by the Weber Corporation, the fat smoker.
If I may digress for just a moment.
Sure, we're having
fun.
The
Chipotle with my lovely bride yesterday.
Right.
Yeah. And you know what? I don't mind. I go out there and I look like a schlub sometimes. Uh-huh. Sometimes I don't. You know, but the fact is, there's a lady in there. And I'm sitting there trying to enjoy my little Chipotle with my lady. Uh-huh. And she hacks on a piece of rice, obviously. And she hacks. And she hacks, and she hacks for the entire time that Carla and I are trying to enjoy our simple lunch. Mm-hmm. And I don't begrudge you that, but really, when you're going to hack like this woman was, this cow pig bitch was hacking, go outside,
ladies are outdoors.
Limp outside.
Drag your leg.
Waddle outside. Take your 38-year-old morbidly obese body with your knees shot already.
Take it
outside and hack because I'm ready to vomit trying to enjoy my Chipotle. Okay, hold on. It's not over yet.
Oh, there's
more. She gets done hacking and I look over at her and all she did for the rest of the lunch was rub her face. And you know how women are rubbing your face, she has zits, and she's rubbing her face this, and she's just doing this whole thing where the other people that are dining with her are trying to, and she's rubbing her eyes, and she's rubbing in her
hair. Hope she doesn't get any corn salsa in her eye.
If she had met my gaze was just looking at her going, I don't mind that you've given up, that you gave up a long time ago. Look at me. Mm-hmm. Perhaps some could make the case that I've given up a
little
bit
too. You're fighting, Mike. You're winning.
I'm trying, but I occasionally will find my way downstairs when my wife wants to kill me to the elliptical. I will try to do it. But this woman was so friggin' gross. It was so gross. Oh, wow. And it wasn't gross in a way like picking your nose in traffic gross.
No.
It was just she could care less. She was behaving like she would behave if she was in her Barco lounger in her little living room.
Do I remember correctly that you really hate it when people rub their eyes?
I hate rubbing of any kind.
Yeah.
Not every kind.
No, like I will occasionally, if you're really tired and you sit there and you'll go like this, and when RJ just rubbed his eyes like that, it's a fat person move.
No!
I rub my face a lot. I rub my face.
I like to rub.
It hurts when you wear these goddamn things.
It's the glasses. Jesus. The glasses are killing it.
I like to rub with 2 B's. Here's a song for your lady, Mike. It's the Fat Boys.
I know you're a fan. Fat Boys. Thank you. Thank you very much. So much going on.
So Over the course of a lifetime, healthy people cost the healthcare system an extra $50,000. So contrary to what you've heard, obesity does not cost the government trillions of dollars, and lung cancer treatments are not that expensive because the patients never live that long.
So send me a check. I've been fat for years.
So yeah. Join us after the show for burgers and smokes.
Yay.
Not so surprising, a new study says you can literally work yourself to death. The British study claims a 67% greater chance of heart disease in people who work 11 hours a day than in those who work just 7 or 8.
We are more than covered.
We are so safe.
Based on this formula, Rob will live to be 167.
Yeah. I'm dying tomorrow.
There's good money in teen pregnancy. Bristol Palin reportedly has made over $250,000 for 1 year of preaching abstinence as teen ambassador for the Candies Foundation.
Buys over 200 robot black babies.
Good lesson for you girls.
So dumb.
Unemployment checks, some tax returns, and paychecks for our soldiers may all get held up by the partial government shutdown that will probably happen Friday night. The great thing about a partial government shutdown is that you still have to pay your taxes on time, even if the refund checks aren't coming. Soldiers still have to report to work, even if they don't get paid. Lawmakers will still get paid, even though they haven't done their job of producing the budget they were supposed to have produced last year.
It's Friday, government shutdown Friday.
We'll see what happens. It looks like it's, this is very similar. Someone was comparing this to the NFL lockout. Mm-hmm. This is the same feel.
They're digging in. Yeah.
Everybody's digging in.
What if the NFL runs the government?
Compromise doesn't exist anymore, it doesn't seem.
Fair enough. Dateline Fukushima, U.S. experts say danger will continue to threaten Japan's ravaged nuclear power plant indefinitely. Mm. They predict an ongoing threat of ruptures and explosions because of aftershocks and the internal buildup of heat and pressure. Dateline Libya, a former U.S. congressman is headed for a meeting with Muammar Gaddafi. Pennsylvania's Kurt Weldon says, talking might help. Quoting him, I've met him enough to know it'll be very hard to simply bomb him into submission. Has it been 2 years already? The young dad in Georgia who was arrested for tattooing his toddler.
Oh, dear.
He's pleaded guilty and has been fined $300. This incident inspired an April Fool's prank in which this show pretended to tattoo an 8-year-old boy on the air.
Boy, if we get some hate calls then.
And with that being said, can I say two words?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Tattoo machine!
Tattoo machine! Greatest stunt ever.
It was
the real-life boy who got tattooed got the letters DB on his shoulder, which the dad says stands for Daddy's Boy.
Daddy's Boy. Hey, you know that tattoo show we did, Rob, they can't take that away from us.
No, that's right. We will always have that, Mike, we'll in our hip that. Pocket.
Amen. Everything else.
The segment that we came back and none of us had allergies anymore.
Finally.
Because we taped it.
Months in advance.
Finally. Barney Fife is alive and well and working as a transit cop in Atlanta.
Boo!
Alfred Murphy paid his fare and waited for the next train. He spotted a maintenance cart nearby, walked over to it, and took a couple of paper towels. He then proceeded to blow his nose, and that's where our overzealous man with a badge decided that the public's well-being required him to intervene. The transit cop told Murphy he can't use those paper towels. Murphy disagreed. The officer called for backup. At last check, Murphy was in jail for blowing his nose.
There you go.
Wow. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Just surprised it didn't happen in Florida. That's it. We got to get out of here. Our show is brought to you by Coastal Studios. Headed to Myrtle Beach for spring break, bike week, or vacation. Check out Coastal Studios and their stunning couples, singles, and family beach nudes.
Portraits. What are you doing?
Portraits, I'm sorry.
Stay on the copy, Mr. O'Mara.
Tasteful. Mention TMOS for a free photo session, an $85 value, or get a free portrait. Veteran-owned, military discounts are always available. Coastal Studios, making memories that last a lifetime. Visit them on Facebook or CoastalStudios.net or click their ad at MikeO'MaraShow.com. That's it. We got to get out of here for Buzz Burbank. Rob Spiewak, Mark Ronick, RJ, Mike O'Mara saying, Oscar, have a good day. I know your dad's having a tough one, so we're with you. Take care, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Bye.